You're listening to His Time. It is Monday, August 31st, 7:47. Time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning to you and your listeners.
A blessed Monday morning.
Yeah, I hope everything's going well. We had my mother passed away. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, you know, it's she was played the organ at the church for a long, long time, 95 years. Of serving the Lord, and so it's kind of in one sense, dying in Christ or dying well in Christ is a good thing. So, you know, with the euthanasia stuff and assisted suicide here in the United States, it's kind of nice in one sense that you can have a funeral for a person who dies in Christ. And I got to preach the funeral service since I was her pastor as well. So it was kind of you know, it's the sermons for those who die in Christ are not that tough to write. It's the delivery system that is pretty difficult. So outside of that, you know, you just have all kinds of other things to deal with. But anyway, what I want to talk about this morning is the Wall Street Journal has been having several articles, and I know you've been covering this, and that's on the Planned Parenthood issue. And there's been a whole bunch of stuff on it, and I know you've talked about it, and I know that other people on KFUO AM 850 have discussed it. But I had several people, I was going for, actually it took 3 weeks off just to do some vacationing. And we were in southern Missouri, and I had several people ask me, well, like, what do you do? You know, and they said, well, what do you do about this Planned Parenthood thing? You know, what should Christians be doing that live in this world regarding this? And so I don't want to repeat anything you've talked about already, but I think that I just basically said one thing you can do regarding this is to write your local state and federal congressman, you know. And they said, oh, I never thought of that. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that sounds so simple and easy to do. Why can't people think of these things, you know, and within the context of what's going on in their personal life? Because down in southern Elton, Missouri, they're very, very much into conservative I guess you might say politics, but also in terms of religion. There's even a Lutheran church down there, Idaho 160 near Theodosia, Missouri, that we attended. So it's one of those things about Christians living in the public square, and that how do you examine that, and how do you get to that biblically?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we tend to forget that right now, some of the work I've been doing in this area, writing a little bit on it, in the public square, how do Christians live in the public square? Because we're kind of pushed on this, especially with some of the technologies that we've had. So I'm kind of thinking that, okay, if we're living in the public square, and we certainly are, then what are some of the things we have to be tuned into? And I think that from my viewpoint, speaking about Christ in the public square is really where it all begins. I think that a lot of people don't want to do that. They want to just kind of get on the bandwagon and go with what everybody else is going with. But I really think that the whole issue of speaking in the public square is very, very important. So I'm not sure that I can make a lot of sense on this right now, but I think that some Christians need to be tackling this issue and realizing that as we, I guess you might say, live our life in Christ in this public square, we have to make sure that we do it well and do our Christian witness. Because I think it really comes down to the Christian witness side of this. So I'm not sure, you know, in the context of what we're speaking about, and I'm trying to think that, you know, how do individual believers relate to persons of other faiths in the public square? I think that's one question it has to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, how does the church relate to other churches and faith and communities. Now, this is not something that's in a bioethical issue, I guess you might say, but Christians living in a public square, I think it's very important. I don't have any special insight on this, but I think every person of faith must address it within their own personal context of what does it mean to be a Christian, live the life of Christ in this world. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, that's kind of one of those things that kind of comes up about we're Christians and we're living in this pluralistic society, this post-Christian, I would even say post-human, because of all the stuff on transgenderism that's happening. And I think that what does it mean to be human in this pluralistic society? Really, this Planned Parenthood has given us an opportunity to just get back to discussions on this regarding Christ.
Right. We must continue to be faithful to the callings, the vocations that God has given us. And one of those vocations is being a citizen and living in this this civil realm, this earthly world. And that does involve participation in the public square. That means being a good citizen in the country in which we are living under the authority that has been placed over us, the government that is the authority over us, and being faithful and upholding the word of God in all of our vocations.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I was at, just to share with your listeners, I was in southern Missouri in the Branson area. There's what's called College of the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
One of five, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's one of five what they call hardworking universities where they even talk about the Lord your God is with be with all of you in your faith and so forth. It, all the students there vocationally work their way through college. They don't pay any tuition as long as they're full-time students. Used to be Presbyterian, and now it's kind of non-denominational, but I was very much impressed with the role of vocation and how they stress living life in Christ. All the students mm-hmm. sit on tables, all the students make the ice cream, they do all of their own work. And they have, they've had several presidents there. They even had the Iron Lady there, Margaret Thatcher, came a couple times when she was over here. So I think this whole issue of vocation, serving the Lord, serving one another in love, is such a very, very important thing for Christians when they're working in this civil realm that Martin Luther had a lot to say about it. And I think that I always like to talk about the left and the right-hand mm-hmm. realm in terms of kingdom, because you know, most people know of only one kingdom, the kingdom of God. And so I think that when we get into this whole issue of living the life of Christ in this world and vocation and the church's task in this pluralistic society, although I think maybe sometime we could talk about why do I consider this post-human, especially in light of what's happening with the whole issue of same-sex marriage and so forth. And I realize the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has put out several good articles on this to help pastors and lay people think through this. But it's not going to change, and I think as the old saying goes, Andy, it's going to get worse before it ever gets better, but I think all of this gives us an opportunity to lift high the cross of Christ and get into Bible classes. I talked with a student yesterday visiting Abiding Savior from Churchill off of 55, Chris Summer, and he's coming back for his fourth year at Concord Seminary in St. Louis, and he said, yeah, you know, Dr. Weiss, I got a chance to talk about some of these tough subjects and nobody had really addressed them yet in the Bible class, and how to get into living the life of Christ in this world through some of the stuff that you and I have talked about. So within that context, I just wanted to kind of bring up briefly that in our society, we do have responsibility as Christians in the left-hand kingdom to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to remain steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So, and this gets back to Ephesians 2:10, which a lot of people don't quote, about being created for works, works that flow from our faith. So,
mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I wanted to share. I realize it's a bit, when you think about it, kind of like here, there, and everywhere this morning, but when people ask me this kind of stuff, it just causes me to come to the front forefront of saying there are things we do, we just don't sit back. And the Lutheran fallacy is, well, I'm a Christian, I got it made, I can just kind of sit around and not do anything. But that's not how vocation works. That's not how Christian life works.
Indeed, and I appreciate your reference to Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God has given us vocations, and to serve wherever that might be. Some are in unique places, some are in just everyday lives. And thanks be to God for those vocations, those good works that he has given us to do.
Yes, and then I would just have our listeners take a look at Ephesians 1:18 and Philippians 2, verses 15 and 16, in terms of searching the scriptures and knowing that our hope is in Christ, because, you know, in the midst of this crooked and perverse world we're living in, and the fallenness of what we see of mankind, we have to go back to the basics.
Mm-hmm. And be a Berean, right?
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Dr. Weiss. God's blessings on your week.
Okay, and you too, and your listeners.
Thanks. Bye.